بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قل أوحي إلي أنه استمع نفر من الجن فقالوا إنا سمعنا قرآنا عجبا يهدي إلى الرشد فآمنا به ولن نشرك بربنا أحدا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, indeed it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah bestows upon us these opportunities whereby we can remember Allah Rabbul Izzat. We can mention certain things about deen, speak about deen, listen about deen, and with an open heart and mind in a way that it should have an effect on the heart. We have mentioned in the past that there are five ways by which a person affects his heart. The reason why I am going to mention this is there is one narration by Ali radiallahu anhu that we will discuss about further on. And then a person should get to understand how the both ties in with one another. The heart gets affected by five channels. I'm sure most of us can remember it because we didn't speak about it so long ago. The first is what you look at, that affects your heart. What you listen to affects your heart. What you think about affects your heart. What you do affects your heart, and what you speak about. Those five faculties, Allah Rabbul Izzat has made it direct, given it a direct link to the heart. If they are used correctly, the heart will get the correct information. While you are driving and your eyes tell you that the road is clear, but in the meantime it is not clear, there is something in the way, what will happen? You will meet up in an accident. Your body, every different aspect of your body will become affected. Why? Because one aspect of your body had given the rest of it the wrong information. Understand? In the same way, what comes out of the mouth, if it is under the wrong circumstance, you standing with somebody who is double your size, who is very well built and well versed in martial arts and whatever, if your mouth say the wrong thing, what will happen? At the wrong time. Right? So what comes out of your mouth have the wrong effect. In your marriage, you're sitting with your wife and you decide to tell her to give her one talaq. What happens? Is it the end of your marriage? Likewise, you're sitting with somebody and you decide, I have something in my house, whatever it is, somebody is discussing about it, or something of my clothing, and I tell him, okay, I sell it to you for 5 rand. If he pay you the 5 rand, you must give it. Isn't it? That came from your mouth. Likewise, somebody came to tell you, you know what, I heard such and such a thing about you. Whatever you heard, that is going to affect the rest of your system. If it is somebody that is speaking ill about you, what will happen to your heart and the blood pressure and everything else that is going with it? So what does that tell you? That undoubtedly what have been told to us by the ulama, there is no doubt about it. It is the truth. Those five faculties affects the heart of a person. It affects the heart of the person directly. If we use it correctly, the outcome of it is going to be correct. And if we use it incorrectly, the outcome from this human is going to be likewise. What is the outcome? The outcome is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mentioned in the Quran, that we have placed man on the face of the earth so that we can test him, لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ, we can test them, أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, who is going to come back with the best of deeds. That is what life is all about, beloved brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us a certain amount of time on the face of the earth, and that time has to be used correctly to such an extent that the day when we go back to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat, it is in a way that it is pleasing to Him, and the result that we get after that is pleasing to us. There is a few things that I want to mention along with my talk. Many times we hear of things that is going around and then we decide that we must mention it in a talk so that it can be public knowledge, everybody knows about it, and whatever wrong could be, yaqeen could be attached to it, belief could be attached to it, that wrong belief must be cleared out. Why do we do that? It is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, ما أخاف على أمتي إلا ضعف اليقين. The greatest fear that I have on my ummah is the weakness of yaqeen, the weakness of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the weakness of trust in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the weakness of trust in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So beloved brothers, of the things that we have heard, something that is sitting on my head for a number of weeks since I heard it. It happened after the earthquake in Japan. After the earthquakes that had taken place in Japan, there was one, and then the next week another one, and then the following week there was another big one. At the same time, we make dua, Allah Rabbul Izzat makes it easy for the people who are living there. Allah Ta'ala give them the ability to understand and to recognize that nobody is greater than Allah. People have come to a point where they've decided, we will build a bridge that have got shock absorbers that will be able to take an 8 magnitude earthquake. Allah send a 9.1 and everything was destroyed. So beloved brothers, there is no human intellect or power that is greater than the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. One should understand that at all times. Remember it at all times. Keep it in your head at all times. That there is no situation whereby I am more powerful than Allah. Because undoubtedly Allah Rabbul Izzat will show you the difference of it. What we hear from the Titanic, they said next year is the 100 years of Titanic. When the Titanic left from the, was going to leave from wherever it was sailing from, the comment that was made was, even if God must put his finger on the boat, it will not sink. It never reached the next destination. So don't play with the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah has shown us time and time again. The unfortunate part is for those who seen it happen, who saw it happen, who witnessed, and who didn't take a lesson from it. So what had happened, there was some message that had gone around at that time where the people said, from the earthquake there is going to be an island that will appear after the water has subsided. And on that island there will be Dajjal. This is what we're saying. People are afraid of it. 2012, everybody else is saying is coming, the world is coming to an end. Love brothers, some years back, some good 8-9 years ago, we spoke about every different aspect that is to happen before Qiyamah. I'm sure many of us remember it, some of us don't. Whereby I mentioned a hadith which had happened in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Certain amount of Sahaba radiallahu anhum were on a ship. They were traveling somewhere in the ocean. They were caught up in a very big storm. They ended up on the side of an island. Right? The whole hadith is quite lengthy. In that whole happening, they ended up to meet up with Dajjal. I explained to the brothers the questions that was asked and all of that. So Dajjal is alive from a long time ago. Allah Rabbul Izzat has placed him there for a long time ago. There are certain things that will happen when the release of Dajjal will take place. But Dajjal is not going to come up. People associate everything with the movies. Like he's going to come up from the bottom of the sea and there is he going to appear. Nothing like that will happen. Dajjal is present. The way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had explained that on the basis of few things happening, that will cause the release of Dajjal on the face of the earth. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said that there is no greater fitna that will happen than the fitna of Dajjal. So preparation must take place for it. Whether it will happen in our lifetime or it will not happen, Allah knows best. But whether it happens in your life or not, the end of life is definitely going to come, which is way more severe than the coming of Dajjal. The end of life will come, which is way more severe than the coming of Dajjal. Now brothers, coming back to the point that we were discussing about, قَالَ عَلِيٌ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ Ali radiallahu anhu had mentioned, he says, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ يَبْدُو Iman brings about something, brings about a white spot, a white spot, a spot of nur, bayda, something which is white fil qalb, it brings it about on your heart. When there is iman, it brings about that on your heart. فَكُلَّمَا إِزْدَادَ الْإِيمَانَ عَظْمًا As long as iman increases in the person's system, إِزْدَادَ ذَلِكَ الْبَيَاضِ That white also increases in the heart. فَإِذَا اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ When iman is complete in the heart of a human, أَبْيَضَ الْقَلْبَ كُلَّهِ The entire heart becomes enlightened, becomes light, it becomes white. Now coming back to the starting of the talk. We mentioned that there are five things that has an effect on the heart. When those five channels are fed with the things of iman, that effect is going to take place on the heart of a person. If you listen to haram, you can't, that is not the lessening of iman. If you look at that which is halal, that is why it is mentioned if a person go for hajj or for umrah, to sit in the haram and to look at the Kaaba alone, Allah Rabbul Izzat rewards you for that. To sit with your parents and look at your parents, Allah Rabbul Izzat rewards you for that. To look at your wife, Allah will reward you for that because you are not looking at somebody who it is haram to look at. So those sites which are right, yes, those sites which are good, those sites are going to have an effect on your heart. When a person will sit down and recite the Holy Quran, for those who have problems with the eyesight, it is mentioned that sit before the time of Fajr Salat or after the time of Fajr Salat and look in the Quran and read. Even if you know the surah out of your head, look in the Quran and read, it will improve your eyesight to such an extent. So if your eyesight is being improved, what will happen to your heart? It is also going to get the benefit from it. Likewise, if a person listens to the recitation of the Holy Quran, if you listen to Quran, that Quran is going to affect your heart. How does it feel if you're standing behind somebody who is reading the Quran in a beautiful voice? Doesn't it affect your heart? Don't you feel good while it is happening? If a person stands in the haram behind one of the imams there, how do you feel at the time when you are listening to them? If one of the famous qurra come and they're sitting and reading qiraat, what happens to your heart during that amount of time? Why does it get affected in that specific fashion and manner? Why? Because Allah Rabbul Izzat had put nur in that which you are listening to. Likewise, the talks of deen. If you will listen attentively, what happens when you go out of the masjid? You have acquired something, you have learned something, and your iman has been enlifted. Sometimes we find a simple talk takes place with regards to interest. Right? One example that we give. Example, we spoke about interest. So when you go out of the masjid, you heard what was halal about it, you heard what was haram about money, you got a certain understanding. When you walked out of the masjid, in your heart what came? That inshallah, if Allah gives me the ability, I'm going to get rid of every bit of interest in my life. Isn't it? Why? Because the iman was built a little bit on that amount of time that we were listening. So beloved brothers, to engage ourselves in listening to deen as much as possible, in listening to the Holy Quran as much as possible. Today, for the weekend, we have a very good opportunity. The ijtima is taking place in Alodium, right? There are many who are gone there already for Jumu'ah. It will carry on until Monday. There will be talks after every Salat, every time, whenever there is an opportunity, there is talks of deen. Take your time out, go and sit down and listen to some talk of deen. it will have that desired effect on your heart. Ali radiallahu anhu goes on further to say, وَإِنَّ النِّفَاقَ يَبْدُو. Nifaq brings about spots of darkness fil qalb, in the heart. فَكُلَّمَا إِزْدَادَ النِّفَاقَ عَظْمًا إِزْدَادُهُ ذَلِكَ سَوَادًا. Every time a person does that which involves hypocrisy in it, involves the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it, that blackness fills the heart slowly, slowly, slowly. It might take a few days, it might take weeks, it might take months, it might take years. But the longer a person persists with doing that which is against the order of Allah, the more his heart will become filled with that darkness. That is why we find, before I carry on, فَإِذَا اسْتَكْمَلَ النِّفَاقَ أَسْوَدَّ الْقَلْبَ كُلَّهُ. When nifaq, when a person reaches a certain level of hypocrisy, a certain level of disobedience of Allah, his heart becomes totally blackened. What happens at that time? To give a live example of it, you sit and discuss certain things with people as far as deen is concerned, and you say, Allah says so in the Holy Quran, and he will give you an answer which is totally against it. He will not be prepared to accept what Allah and his Rasul had said. A person who has that bit of iman in his heart, that bit of whiteness, that bit of nur in his heart, when he hears about Allah and his Rasul, the least he will do is he will not go against it. But when it's all gone, when there's no nur, there's no acceptance in the heart, what happens? The heart is hard. That is why it is mentioned. I mentioned this before also, that I heard from one of the ulama, that why is it such that when a person is in the graveyard, we are going to make the janazah of somebody, we are standing in the graveyard, they are putting somebody inside the qabr, and somebody is standing on his phone, other people are having discussions of dunya, other people are even standing and laughing at the back of, at whatever reason it might be. It's the closest that you will be to see what is happening at the time of death. And yet the heart does not get affected by it. I asked one alim, why is it like this? Why do I see this happening? So he mentioned to me, because of the hard-heartedness of the person. So beloved brothers, how do your heart become hard? Coming back to the point again, is when we will carry on doing that which is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command for a longer period of time. And what happens, your heart becomes hard, and the end result of it is it accepts nothing good. So let us see that how we can make that type of effort that will make a difference within our system. If we don't have to only wait for times like this, Friday, Jumu'ah is not the only time you're supposed to speak about Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is mentioned by Dharr, who was from amongst the, not Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, who was from Sahaba, Dharr, who was one of the Tabi'een, he mentions, he says, Kana Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen. His practice was such, Rubama akhada biyadi al-Rajul wal-Rajulain. Many times he used to take the hand of one or two people, and he used to say to them, Fayaqul. He used to say to them, Ta'alaw kam nazdadu imanana. Let us do something which will increase the iman. Let us sit down and have a discussion of the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will increase the iman. Where does it all come from? Many times people think different things. Where does it come from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions on the third last page of the fifth juz, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, Aminu billahi wa rasuli. Bring iman in Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every different aspect of iman that is mentioned after that. Allah didn't mention that to the disbelievers. Allah didn't say, Ya ayyuhal ladhina kafaru, O you who disbelieve, aminu billah. Allah didn't say that. Allah said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, aminu billahi wa rasuli. You bring iman in Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is not such that we can say Allah is wasting his time. Allah knows what he's talking about. So beloved brothers, let us do that. when we have gatherings, get-togethers, when we're sitting amongst one another, make it a habit to discuss something about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that will become part of our lives and it will start to have an effect on the heart. When the heart is open, if you take a cup and you put it upside down underneath the tap, till Qiyamah the water can run it, the cup is not going to get full. When you turn it around, that is the time when something is going to get in there. Even if there's only drops of water that is coming from the tap, a day will come when that cup is going to get full. So let us turn around, make a turn around within our own understanding. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat will start to give us the understanding. Until we don't make a turn around, nothing is going to happen. Allah mentions, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those who will strive to come closer to us, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, we are going to show them the way how to get there. So until we don't make the effort, it's not going to come. So let us see, inshallah, Aziz, how we can spend our time correctly. Today we all know is a public holiday, based on the belief of the non-Muslims, whereby they say Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was crucified on this day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ, they didn't kill him. وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, they didn't hang him on a cross. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, they misunderstood him. They took somebody else in his place and they carried this whole thing out. And our belief as Muslims is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will return to the face of the earth. Allah Rabbul Izzat lifted him body and soul from the masjid. When they entered into the masjid, they found somebody else and they took him with the understanding that is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. In part of the talk, unfortunately our time is gone, but there is a whole description of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam when he walked on the water, how it happened and who walked with him and what he told the person. But inshallah we'll do that when we get another opportunity. But like we've mentioned, that this is a difference between a Muslim and that person who has no belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how we understood Allah says that he was not killed on a cross. So let us see that everything that there is that could be associated with the belief of the Christians, make sure that you don't have it in your life or in your heart or in your house. Make sure that we have no association with it at all. Least that we get the understanding that we condone what they believe in. We must have a total different understanding of everything else, because Allah had explained to us exactly what had happened and what will happen. Like I've mentioned, that Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be used as one of the signs of Qiyamah. He will be used as one of the signs of Qiyamah. وَإِنَّهُ, verily he is لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ, he is one of the signs of Qiyamah, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So beloved brothers, let us see inshallah how we further our knowledge of deen and how we put it into practice also. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي هيا للفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستغفره وأستهديه وأؤمن به ولا أكفره وأعادي من يكفر به، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق والنور والموعظة والحكمة على فترة من الرسل وقلة من العلم وضلالة من الناس وانقطاع من الزمان ودنو من الساعة وقرب من الأجل. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد غوى وفرط وضل ضلالا بعيدا. يا أيها الناس أوصيكم بتقوى الله، فإنه خير ما أوصى به المسلم المسلمة أن يحضه على الآخرة وأن يأمره بتقوى الله. واحذروا ما حذركم الله من نفسه، فإن تقوى الله لمن عمل به على وجل ومخافة من ربه عون وصدق على ما يبتغون من الآخرة. ومن يصل الذي بينه وبين الله من أمره في السر والعلانية لا ينوي به إلا وجه الله يكن له ذكرا في عاجل أمره وذخرا فيما بعد الموت، ذلك بأن الله يقضي على الناس ولا يقضون عليه، ويملك من الناس ولا يملكون منه. الله أكبر. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. فخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره، وأذل الشرك وأشراره. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. قوموا بالصلاة. Straighten the soft sinful in all the gaps in between.